السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله رب العالمين أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى من اتبع هداه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah. Praise to Him in His Highness, who has sent His messengers to guide humanity to the right path. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the final of all messengers of Allah, who has told God's message as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to tell. May Allah send peace and blessings to his soul and to the soul of his wives, his descendants, his companions, and the believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is about the relationship between the heart and the mind. The Holy Quran mentions the word al-qalb, and its derivatives 132 times. Al-Qalb means the heart. The Holy Quran mentions the word heart 132 times in 126 ayah. And in all of them, we read and we understand that the heart has a function of thinking. And we know that for a long time, humanity has deciphered and recognized that the thinking is located in the mind, which is located in the brain, in the head. Then how come Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that the heart thinks and reasons? That's really the topic of my khutbah today. When I classified the 132 times the word heart was mentioned, I came up with four categories of characteristics. Some hearts may have good characteristics, I would say. Others have bad characteristics. A third category, weak characteristics. And finally, which is the topic of this khutbah, reasoning functions, characteristics. So, the heart can be characterized by the following good qualities. All of them, every word I'm going to read to you was mentioned or is mentioned in a verse of the Holy Quran. So, hearts can be sound, returning to God, calm, guided, loving, righteous, merciful, good, pure, decorated with faith, kind, devoted, and brave. I brought just three examples to show you where the word heart, qalb, is mentioned. In Surah Al-Shu'ara, this is chapter 26 and verse 89 of the Holy Quran, Allah, praise to Him, says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. Here in this ayah is the word heart is associated with the word salim, means sound heart. That's a characteristic of believers. Another example in Surah Qaf, chapter 50, verse 33 of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise to Him, says, من خشي الرحمن بالغيب وجاء بقلب منيب. In this verse, the heart is described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as munib, means returning to Allah. Whenever we make a mistake, we make an oversight, we return quickly to Allah, and this is inaba, munib. And a third example, وقلبه مطمئن بالإيمان. And his heart, the believer, has a calm heart. With calm, with faith. So faith would give us calmness of the heart. So in the three examples, the heart can be sound, and it can be munib, that's returning to Allah, and can be calm. The second group, in which the heart is described as weak, it is, in some verses, harsh, ghaliz, sinning, heedless, deviating, blind, restlessly changing, disgusted, closed, cruel, intentional in wrongdoing, regretful for not doing good, has a grudge or ill will, rejecting faith, vexed, suspicious, hypocrite, denier of faith, and playful. That's, so heart can change to this. Then the third group I could come up with is looking for weakness. The second group was bad. The third is weak. Words like the meanings of in these ayats, empty, needs some support, sick, extremely afraid, terrified, disturbed, and trembling. Some of the verses from the Holy Quran about bad qualities. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing Sayyidina Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, saying, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْ فَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you had a harsh heart, then people would leave you and go away. So the heart can be harsh. And about eyewitnessing, when you are asked to tell the truth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكْتُمُوا الشَّهَادَةَ وَمَنْ يَكْتُمُهَا فَإِنَّهُ آثِمٌ قَلْبُهُ. Don't deny what you have seen and what you have learned. Whoever you do that, have a sinning heart. So the heart can be sinning in this way. Or describing the disbelievers as, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً. He describes the non-believer as having as solid, hard, rough, cruel hearts as like solid rocks. So the heart can be cruel and can be very hard, not moving. And in describing those hearts with sickness, this is Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 32. فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ. Then those who have sick hearts may go extra. You have to stop them. Or in Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, verse 10, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا زَاغَتِ الْأَبْصَارُ وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرُ. And at the moment of the battle between believers and unbelievers, there was a time they doubted the support from Allah and their hearts went up to their throats. This is an Arabic way to say they were terribly, extremely afraid. So the heart can be terribly, extremely afraid. And finally, the fourth group in which I found I could classify the meanings or descriptions of the heart is reasoning, which is the topic of my khutbah today. In Surah Al-Shu'ara, this is chapter 26 of the Holy Quran, verses 193 to 994, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نزل به الروح الأمين على قلبك لتكون من المنذرين. Allah is describing the Holy Quran, telling us that, speaking to Sayyidina Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, and through him speaking to us, that he descended the Holy Quran through Jibreel, the honest spirit. To what? على قلبك. We descended it through Jibreel on your heart. Here to be warning to humanity. Here we are listening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing the heart as recipient of information. Because what is the Quran al-Kareem? Quran al-Kareem, information. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, we descended it on your heart. Okay. We understand that it should be on your mind, which is in the brain. But Allah is telling us, yes, it is on the heart. And in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 179, Allah Azza wa Jal, praise to him, says, وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the wrongdoers of humans and jinn, that they will go to Jahannam, to the hellfire. Why? Because they had hearts that they could not reason with. And In Surah Al-Hajj, chapter 22, verse 32 of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أفلم يسيروا في الأرض فتكون لهم قلوب يعقلون بها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the non-believers who don't think, who don't reason. He's saying, haven't they traveled around the world to see what happened to the previous civilizations, the ruins of kings and tyrants and empires, for example? Haven't they traveled so for their hearts to reason? Then we are unequivocally speaking about the heart which is in the chest. It's not really the mind, in the head, in the brain. The continuation of the ayah, وآذان يسمعون بها فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is confirming that he is talking about the hearts which are in the chest. They are reasoning. They can be weak. They can be bad. And they can be good. Oh my God. I spent all my life thinking that it's only the mind in the brain where we have memory and thinking. And whenever I was reading the Holy Quran and I come to these ayat, and there are many, 132 of them, anyone who reads the Quran is going to come to that and think, oh my God. Okay, I'll explain that. It's all, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us the truth, nothing but truth. Allah is the truth. Concerning a hadith, hadith sharif. In one hadith, there are three hadiths, many of them, but I picked three hadiths narrated by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. In one hadith he said, and all of them are sound, correct hadiths. In one hadith, the Prophet ﷺ is saying, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa' wa min qalbin la yakhsha. Allah subhanahu, the Prophet ﷺ is supplicating to Allah, asking him that he should tell the truth he knows, the knowledge he knows, and he seeks refuge with Allah from those who have knowledge and they deny it to people. He wants people, when you have knowledge, you tell humanity, you benefit them. وَمِنْ قَلْبٍ لَا يَخْشَى. And I seek refuge with you, O God, from a heart that doesn't humble itself to you. الخشوع, humbleness to God, which means I seek refuge from arrogant hearts. So we should be humble, not arrogant. In another hadith, a man came to the Prophet ﷺ telling him or asking him, oh, Messenger of Allah, I have a cruel heart. Can you tell me something? How can I be tender, be nice to people? I try, but I can't. How can I do that? And the Prophet ﷺ said to him, إِنْ أَرَدْتَ تَلْيِينَ قَلْبِكَ فَأَطْعِمِ الْمِسْكِينَ وَامْسَحْ عَلَى رَأْسِ الْيَتِيمِ. يعني, practice that. If you, the Prophet answered him, if you want your heart to be tender and nice and nurturing and kind to people, then do things like that. Examples, أَطْعِمِ الْمِسْكِينَ, feed those who are needy, cannot find food. And be nice to the orphans. And the orphans here can be anyone who is really under your mercy. Anyone who need support. Then in a third hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam about what is Jannah, what can we expect in paradise. This is hadith Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul, أعددت لعباد الصالحين ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. I have prepared for my good believers, my good worshippers, what no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever heard, and no heart has ever imagined. خطر على قلب بشر. Then the heart imagines. That's what we have from the Quran and the Sunnah. Now, what does the science say? And here, I went, you can Google it. We are blessed. Our generation is blessed with the internet, the world library. Go and read. Especially in the academic journals. Don't read them just personal websites. It has to be researchers, academic researchers. That's what I did. I came up with so many studies. I just summarized them in maybe 6 or 7 of them. In the first study, a person called Ryle, he said there is a fast highway between the heart and emotions. Emotions are really created in the mind. We see things, we react. We see when the sight sees, when the eye sees, it gives it to the mind, which is in the brain. It gives it to the brain, brain gives it to the mind, and the mind reacts. If it is good news, we are happy, ecstatic. If it is bad news, we are depressed, we are sad. They found there is a highway between the heart and emotions. Whenever there are emotions, then your heart is beating hard very quickly in reaction to what your mind has reached to. And it is two ways, meaning the heart also affects the mind affects the heart. And emotional events may lead to depression and to heart diseases together. So we see or we hear something bad or good, it affects our minds, so the emotions affect us. If it is bad, we may get depressed, depression. However, depression is mental, but it also affects the heart. Heart diseases are affected by depression. In the second study by Martin and his associates, they found that the heart is the master controller of the body. It's not the brain. Actually, the heart controls what goes to the brain with oxygen and nutrients through the blood going there. And the heart sends messages of healing throughout the body, including the brain. In a third study by Shah and others, they found that there is a relationship between emotions and mind, because emotions created in the mind, and psychiatric disorders and heart, cardiovascular diseases, the heart. They are closely related. Whatever happening in the heart and whatever happening in the mind. And it is a common knowledge now that the heart patients with heart disease feel mental disorders like depression and panic disorders. And in the fifth study, Candice Peart and her associates, they found the chemobiological basis for our consciousness and our awareness. And they concluded there is unity between the mind and the heart. They integrate each other. They are not separated. They talk to each other on the molecule level, meaning the smallest level possible. In other words, our bodies become really our unconscious minds. So the cells of the body will really have memory, but the biggest of them is the heart with its memories. So memory is not only in the brain cells, which is the mind also. It is also in the cells of the heart. In the sixth study, this is Pearson and his associates, they really studied 10 cases for patients who had hearts transplanted in them. So somebody is dying, killed in accidents, then doctors take his or her heart and put it in the heart of somebody who is sick, have heart disease. The researchers wanted to see if there is any, if there are any changes in the personality happening to the patient after the surgery. This would be the evidence that the heart from the previous body is really having memory. They found evidence in all of the 10 cases that the patient would have, especially big events happening, which happened to the person who died, who was killed. And they recorded them in detail, actually. I can mention quickly some of them, which is really, this last study is the best evidence for the mind, the heart as reasoning. It has information and it communicates with the mind of the patient, and it becomes part of what the patient knows really about, especially about what happened, how was the person leading his life or her life. In the first case, the person who died loved music and playing guitar. And the person, that's the donor, the recipient who had it, never loved music, never played guitar. And right away after the surgery, he started interest in music and he wanted to learn guitar without knowing anything about the patient. In the second, a little child was killed, really, and another child has had his heart. And when the parents of the first child visited, the child showed them things that their child used to show them, like the smiling, rubbing his nose against his mother, and calling her mama, and her and her husband, daddy. And he never saw them before, and he didn't know anything about that they were the donor's parents. The third case, the donor was a woman artist who used to paint landscape scenes, views. The recipient was a man, and he never, ever drew anything and was never interested in arts. After that, he started interest in arts and would be visiting museums, standing before the landscape views, the paintings, and enjoying them until time would go without him feeling that. Not only this, he started loving shopping, with all due respect to women, but men don't like shopping. He started loving shopping, and he had a purse, a woman's purse also. The fourth recipient, or the fourth donor first, a worker in a welding shop, a white man. Here we play race. He had no clue about music, particularly classical music. This is a person from the working class, and classical music is not really something to be loved or recognized. But the person who was killed, the donor, and they took his heart, was an African-American person, a black person, young man who was interested in classical music, playing it, and he was really attending a class, music class, and he used to play with his violin, kamanja in Arabic. And when he was killed, they found him hugging the case of his violin. This man, the working class white man who never liked classical music, started loving classical music and whistling to go with that. And nobody ever told him about the relationship between the donor and this characteristic. The fifth donor was a young woman who was vegetarian. She didn't eat meat, doesn't like to eat meat. And when she was dying, she wrote to her mother the impact of the car hitting her in her body. The recipient girl stopped eating meat and started talking about how the hit coming every now and then she feels something hitting her body, and she didn't know about these two characteristics. The fifth case, a man who was 47 years old man, and the donor was a young woman who was 14 years old, who was giggling, laughing in loud voice, used to be, and she was anorexic, meaning she vomiting herself, throw up. She feels nausea and she cannot rest until she throws up. This man is starting to have these things after the surgery himself. He would say, I am just a little young man. I am a young man now. And jumping and giggling, laughing loudly. His wife would be embarrassed. Why are you laughing loudly like that? You never did this before. And every time he would eat, he may feel nausea, and he cannot rest until he throws up. The seventh case was a child, 9 years old, whose parents had a swimming pool, and they were close to a lake, and he drowned. The recipient started to hate and be afraid to be anywhere close to water. And he says, and it was a girl, the donor was a girl, and he says, I always talk to her. So his mind is talking to his new heart. And she tells me she's sad and afraid. And she was a little girl whose parents were divorced. And her mother was away, and she hired a babysitter to sit with the little child. And the babysitter was talking in the telephone, and the child drowned in the swimming pool. So he said, this child, he said, she talks to me and tells me, I wish if parents would not neglect their children and would stop leaving them on their own. It's dangerous to them. The eighth case, a girl who had discussions with her parents. Her father was a medical doctor who wants her to be a medical doctor too. And she was smart in the school. But she insisted she wanted to be an actress. And she attended dancing lessons, and she fell and broke her neck. Okay. The girl who received her heart changed her major in college and started taking lessons or courses to become a medical doctor, to please the donor, and she never knew about her. The seventh case, a child playing with the toy known as Power Rangers, and they were living high-rise building, and he would put the toys on the window edge, and one toy fell, and he wanted to get the toy, and he fell too. That's how he was killed. The child who received his heart, he had also Power Rangers toys. He stopped touching them and stopped going anywhere close to the window. When anyone in time seeing window open, he would close it. And finally, the 10th case, a case of a policeman who wanted to arrest a drug dealer. And the moment he entered the room, he saw a bearded man with long hair, then a huge flash coming to his face. The drug dealers shot him in the face and killed him. The recipient was a college professor who started to have, right away after the surgery, to have nightmares, dreams. When he wakes up, he says, I felt flesh in my face. First, I would see a man with long hair and beard. Then flesh in my face, and it makes my face very hot and actually burning. And this is a recurrent dream to him. I think after all this, we know for sure that the heart taken from one body to another would take with it information, particularly the most important information, and communicate it to the mind where the dreams happen and where the memory happens. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَتَكُونَ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ يَعْقِلُونَ بِهَا. Allah told us that there are hearts and they are reasoning, and those non-believers should think about that, should go around the world and realize that the hearts are reasoning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who have sound hearts and reasoning hearts, so we know him and we know the truth in his book to us and to the whole humanity. And ask Allah, he is very close answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا دينا إلا سددته، ولا مريضا إلا شفيته، ولا غائبا إلا رددته، ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، وأقم الصلاة، إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا وأكملوا الصفوف. Straighten the lines and complete them. It's essential. الله أكبر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى وجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.